Luther King Jr. was born 80 years ago this month. At the age of 34, he delivered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington his historic I Have a Dream speech. Some see the fulfillment of that dream in Barack Obama's inauguration as president. But for others, that victory is turning their attention to fighting prejudice and injustice where it is less obvious. Yesterday, hundreds of people filled Parkdale United Church to honor Dr. King and his dream. And they also came to hear Nonotombi Naomi Tutu. She grew up in South Africa during apartheid and has dedicated her life to fighting racism and injustice.
Together, not because the law says it, but because it is natural and right. Only through nonviolence can this goal be attained. For the aftermath of nonviolence is reconciliation and the creation of the beloved community.
I open my mouth to the Lord, and I'm altered man. I will go, I shall go, I will go, I shall go.
When I grew up, South Africa, we had a system that was very much like the system in this country that Dr. King struggled against. It was a system that separated us according to our race. So looking at all of you sitting here, when I grew up, you wouldn't see lots of different people, even in church. There were black churches and white churches. There were black schools and white schools. There were black neighborhoods and white neighborhoods. We really didn't have a chance to get to know one another. And you know what happens when you don't get to know one another, when you don't get to spend time in church or in school or on the playground with other people? You learn to be afraid of them. You learn not to like them because you don't know anything about them.
I think what you can take away from Dr. King's example is an individual who wasn't afraid to go against what was a counterculture. He went against the systems and institutions that were in place, and he fought them even though it wasn't the thing to do necessarily. He did what he believed in, even though the laws in place were unjust. And in our societies today, it is hard that you find an individual who will go against the status quo, the laws in place and the institutions in place that are unjust and marginalizing individuals.
We recognize that the world is in great peril, and the more we can come together, the more we can extend love in all ways, it will be a better place for all of us.
This is the greatest occasion in my lifetime. I mean, with the presidency coming up, Barack Obama, and I'm so happy today. I'm overjoyed. I feel like a brand new person, seriously. I feel really good. This weekend, start of next week, it's all, I can't even describe it, to be honest. Especially being a black person. I mean, this time in our life, because we never thought this would happen. We never, like in church today, you see all the different faces. Everybody all, like one. It seems like just everybody became as one today. You know, it's just simply beautiful because they suffered, they died, they were beaten out of jail. So we got to carry on the fight. I mean, it's not over. It'll never be going to continue, right? I'm going to do my part as much as I can, so.
We'll walk hand in hand.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal.
That was the sound of a special service at Parkdale United Church commemorating the 80th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birth.